This is the audio version of post entitled CDL on the Range. I'm posting out of order, only I can tell because I'm the one with the draft on my dashboard. The post laying in draft is the one that will have my first three vlog posts from my Truckin' with Blue Jay YouTube channel. I filmed the third episode, yet didn't edit it yet. Wanted to get this post out because it's photos text only. I have now completed day two on the practice range of CDL school. I'm enrolled in Blue Ridge Community College CDLA course. It's a 5-week course, and I will have my license when I graduate in February. Kiddie pool. I'm learning on a 2011 Volvo 10-speed manual transmission tractor. At the range, there is a far-off empty lot, looks about an acre or so, just big and roughly square, where we simply go round and round, practicing shifting up to sixth gear. Take off in third, go through four, five, six. Those who already drive manual transmissions on their four-wheel understand the concept of taking off in third, similar to not taking off in first, unless you're really towing something or need to use first. Anyway, so I have two other classmates in the truck and the instructor. The class normally, I think, only puts two in a truck, but there were a few nuances with the makeup of this class, and I ended up in a truck with three. I can tell you I see the benefits of having only two in a truck. Most of all, I wish it were just me, but being as it's only day three, I'm kind of still going with the flow. I may start to holler by tomorrow or the next day, though. My truck mates range in skill level from slow learner to medium learner to fast learner. We all did improve in the second day, though. I know my friends won't be surprised that I am the fast learner in this mix. This point was clearly emphasized to me today when I was so bored I kept going for seventh gear without asking, just because I couldn't take it anymore. I missed it the first time and hit ninth, though. Whoops! Finally said to my instructor, "Why does it feel so weird going around this turn in sixth gear?" To which he replied, "Because you've outgrown the kiddie pool." And he smiled. I do spend a lot of time just sitting quiet in the cab as my cab mates practice, one of them struggling a lot more than the other. A tractor 10-speed transmission is not a synchronized transmission like in a smaller road vehicle, so it's double versus single clutching. Plus, the transmission has a low and high, which is selected on the gear shift. Low is reverse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then you select high on the gear shift to hit 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's why we go up to sixth in the kiddie pool, so we can practice that selection methodology. You can move the selection at any time, at any time that you're driving in gear. It will only engage into high or low as it passes through the neutral zone, meaning you can be in fifth and pre-select high on the gear shift, so you're ready to go to sixth, and it won't just toss you right into 10th. Study habits and muscle memory. Day one, night, I sat in a chair at home after class about an hour and just practiced over and over syncing my double clutch timing, foot and hand, to build up muscle memory. I also rewatched a great video on 10-speed shifting. These two pieces are what made me outgrow the kiddie pool on day two. Day two, we started the offset backup. I already have the straight backup nailed, so I'm already setting myself up for being edgy today that I will have to sit in the cab while these other two tried to gas 3, 4, 5, 6 and straight backing, while all I want to be doing is practicing downshifting, offset backing, which, as I said, let me start yesterday, parallel park, and get headed out on the road. But I sense my instructor is acutely aware of that, so let's see how they handle the huge gap of progresses among us three. Cabmate versus teammates. I also wanted to touch slightly on this topic. Being an introvert, on day one in the classroom when the course director told us about how there would probably be more than the usual two in the trucks, he mentioned that it's not necessarily a bad thing because it could facilitate learning by watching others' mistakes. I can see that point. But that's not my point here in this blurb. My point is that being an introvert, I heard the words exactly how I wrote them here. It's a peer learning type process. One of my cabmates, though, being more extroverted and a different overall personality type, interpreted this as team learning, not peer learning. The person now is operating under the impression that we are supposed to help each other as a team, which is definitely not what we should ever be doing. I paid to take a course from an instructor, not from a peer newbie, and certainly not one who learns differently and at a different pace than I. That's not saying they are worse or I am better. I'm pointing out that we learn differently and have different personality types. So, for instance, the first time on day one that this cabmate asked me a question, I directed them immediately to ask the instructor and stated that I did not want to misinterpret their question or give them any type of false information. So please just direct all questions to the instructor. I know they were taken aback by that because the second incident, I really had to be more forceful. The situation was on day two. We were the only two in the cab, and I was in the driver's seat studying to memorize my in-cab pre-trip procedure. First they asked, please say out loud what you are doing so I can watch and hear, to which I gave a simple yet firm, I'm just doing my own thing here, my own way to learn as I do. To which I then tried to tune them out and proceed, only to be interrupted as I reached for the brake releases with a, no, I don't think we're supposed to do that. I had to be more firm and forceful with this person. This time, I spoke clear, held out a huge palm outward towards their face to cut them off and silence them. Please do not make any comments while I'm working this. To which the reply was, but we were supposed to be working as a team to help each other. I didn't even bother to respond anymore, and in a few moments, they decided to step out of the cab. Whether they ever realized the difference between peer learning and learning as a team is not up to me. The third cabmate lets them get away with their constant interrupting and correcting, and I actually had to remove myself at one point from the cab because they were in the front, and just as I noted above, newbie one trying to teach newbie two and saying, no, we don't do that. The other saying, yes, we do. The one still saying, no, are you sure? The other saying, yes. This goes back and forth with the one trying to teach flipping madly through their instruction sheet to find out, finally figures out, oh yes, you're right, and mutters, oh yes, I see, I'm sorry. All I could do was picture this scene from Ocean's 11, the one with Brad Pitt and George Clooney, and Matt Damon, it's just the Matt Damon scene. They're in trying to steal the pinch at the Science Center, and they left Matt Damon behind with the two brothers in the front seats. Anyway, I put a YouTube clip in the post, so scroll down, click that, you'll see what I'm talking about. The instructor had gone off to retrieve some items for us from the shack, which is how I was left alone in the cab with these two. Anyway, cheers and clicks and 10-speed shifts. JJ.